This afternoon, I'm visiting with Arnie Cisneros. Arnie is a physical therapist, and Arnie's renowned for his adaptation of traditional philosophies to address current and future healthcare initiatives. Arnie is currently practicing as a clinician. He's doing a lot of consulting around the country. And Arnie, we're happy to have you with us.
Thank you for having me today, Warren.
Arnie, you're going to be presenting for our Gulf Coast Home Care Conference at Point Clear, Alabama in September. The theme of the conference is the next evolution of care at home, the provider of the future, and you're our keynote speaker. Your topic is Medicare Home Health 2012 and beyond. Tell us a little about what you're going to be covering. What are some of the things that people ought to come out to hear?
Well, Warren, what we're going to be discussing is some of the latest proposals with regards to Medicare Home Health and just the management of post-acute care in the Medicare care continuum. One of the things that we've noticed is CMS and MedPAC attempt to refine our industry and focus our care delivery is that we're starting to be viewed as the completion of post-acute care delivery as opposed to providing less acute service delivery in the community. So we're starting to see CMS and MedPAC start to compromise payment totals, start to focus programming goals, start to refine therapy delivery and reimbursement to fit other areas of Medicare delivery with regards to how they identify what services they're going to want to provide to patients under the Medicare benefit. And that kind of affects us in home care and certainly will change over the next couple of years the things that we do in the homes with the patients and how we perform that care. So every corner of home health delivery will be addressed in some of these reforms. Nursing care, back office efficiencies, therapy care plan production and therapy care delivery, HERG levels of reimbursement, and the compromised billing totals that Medicare is going to include in the HERG payment system. So it's anything other than business as usual, and we want to help providers and clinicians understand how they're able to continue their care missions under the home health model, that is, helping people return back to their prior level of functions and remain home and safe in the community.
Arnie, the average provider out there has lots of reason to be concerned with the reductions in reimbursement, increase in scrutiny around fraud and abuse, but just reading your description of your presentation, you have reason that providers should be optimistic, and there are a lot of opportunities. Discuss that for a second.
Well, that is correct, Warren. That's my personal take on it as well, which is that any sort of increased regulation or increased scrutiny on any industry, let alone a healthcare industry, provides significant opportunities for quality clinicians and quality providers. Many times, the reforms are fashioned in a way to address inefficiencies or outmoded care delivery practices that progressive providers tend to want to move on from independently. So the reforms give them an opportunity to perform in those areas. How do we reinvent nursing care delivery? How do we value our physical therapy programs and our occupational therapy programs to make sure that they work for the patients and for Medicare and for us as a providing aid? Find new efficiencies in the same manner that hospitals help their clinicians find new efficiencies as the healthcare model changes. This is primarily Medicare home health that we're talking about with regards to these reforms, and we're all paying for that, and we may all need that someday. So what we do to respond to these changes is look at them as an opportunity to perform, and we think that allows us an opportunity to not only maintain our market share, but actually increase it as others fail to adapt to the new requirements.
Well, Arnie, thanks so much for agreeing to join us. We're going to have this up on our website for people to evaluate, and hopefully it'll help help them to make the decision to come out and listen to your presentation, Medicare Home Health 2012 and beyond. Thanks, Arnie.
Thanks a lot, Warren. I hope to see everybody in Point Clear, Alabama. And we're going to have a great session, and I think we're also speaking about therapy the next day with regards to therapy payment reforms.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.